Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
Oh. And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this isn't a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Day player on 720 WGN. Glad you could be with us. 312-981-7200. We have a big show for you tonight with my favorite conversations of the year, part two, featuring TV icons Alan Alda, Bob Newhart, Grammy-nominated musician Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, Doc Severinsen from The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, and the legendary Carol Burnett. But first, while we're experiencing a long-term winter freeze, Chicago's warmest meteorologist, ABC 7 Cheryl Scott, joins us to kick off our show tonight. Happy New Year, Cheryl.
Oh, Happy New Year. I appreciate that introduction.
Absolutely. And we're both battling a little cold, which is lovely this time of year.
I think all of Chicago is feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah. And by the way, nice work. And the fact that you've been battling this, nice work on the ABC 7 New Year's countdown last weekend.
Oh, thank you. We had so much fun.
It is. It's a longtime Chicago tradition. And this year, I noticed you were banging around pots and pans. Was that like a tradition for you growing up, or what was that?
I'm glad you caught that. I had to. So it's funny. I actually celebrated New Year's Eve with pots and pans when I was growing up. We would go outside. I don't know if it's an East Coast thing or grow up outside of Philly, but this is what we would do. And then when the Cubs won the World Series, a bunch of my coworkers, I made everyone grab some pots and pans, and we all went out in the streets of Chicago and awesome. Started banging them. So I had to bring it to New Year's Eve live in Chicago.
I love that.
I'm just going to do it every year as tradition.
I love that. You are a traditional gal, because I've seen a lot of that type of stuff. You kind of harken back to movies you've seen and things that you've done in your past and your childhood that's kind of inspired you to kind of be who you are today, right?
That is exactly true. I try to find a lot of meaning in life, and I think that started when I was a young kid, and I carry that through and through each and every day and throughout the journey of life.
That's right. And it's a new year, and I always ask you this every year. Any New Year's resolutions you made for yourself this year?
So I'm not big on New Year's resolutions, name one thing and stick to it. I just try to make each year a little bit better than the last. And this year, a few of my girlfriends and I came up with an idea, and I recommended to each and every one of them to list about 4 to 5 goals that they have and make that the background of their phone for at least the first month of January. So it's something to focus on and just a little reminder each and every day what you're trying to accomplish in life, whether it's big or small or something.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Just to live life, you know, with kindness, and remember that kindness gets you a lot farther than, and there's a lot of terrible things and hate in the world. So that's what I try to focus on.
There is. Mine was try and spend, and I did this last year too, and I actually felt like I accomplished that, and I just want to continue it this year, and it's try and spend more time with people that I care about and vice versa. And, you know, gift giving is nice, but doing more experiential things with friends and family throughout the year and keeping in touch and getting together, even if it's over a drink or dinner, I think that really kicks it up a notch. And that's really the most, you know, important things in life as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my gosh. Tenfold. Exactly. You get one life, and it's about who you're spending your life with and the memories you're creating together.
That's right. And doing this all through this crazy cold snap. Now, isn't this like the longest we've had in a long time at this time of year at these temperatures, like just not being able to get above 5 degrees, 10 degrees?
Oh, it's awful. So today, or I should say over the weekend, Saturday was the 12th day in a row where we didn't have a high above 20 degrees. So that's tied for the longest stretch in Chicago of days that we haven't seen temps above 20, which is just crazy. So at least we have something to say about this cold snap. But finally this week, we're going to break out. We're going to enter a thaw. I mean, we have temps in the 30s and 40s, so it's going to be a heat wave here in Chicago,
which is great
because it won't keep people inside because we have a big event that people need to get to.
Right. So this week is the annual ABC 7 Great Chicago Blood Drive, and we've talked about this before. You had one of your first gigs in Knoxville, Tennessee, before you came to Chicago, and you really made a name for yourself covering some major tornadoes that hit the area, and that's kind of how you got involved in the American Red Cross.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I've always wanted to be a meteorologist and weather has been my passion, but I don't think it all connected to what my job really meant until that day and that event of Tennessee years ago, 2011, and there was a huge tornado outbreak in the Deep South, and we had plenty of tornadoes. Gosh, I think we had 40, 50 plus touchdown that day, and over 30 wow. people died in the Knoxville market alone. It was just a terrible situation. People probably remember it. Tuscaloosa, Alabama got hit the hardest. So after that event, just being out in the community and visiting the folks that were really hit hard, you know, you realize what your job is and what you're really doing, and that's to keep people safe in severe weather. And unfortunately, Mother Nature can be beast, and yeah. the outcomes can be terrible. So when I was out there in the field with the families, I then ran into the Red Cross and saw all of the work that they did firsthand, and they were there to comfort the families, and not only comfort them, but provide them with shelter and food and water for days and days. I mean, communities just wiped out. They have absolutely nowhere to go. So from that day, I made it a mission of mine to bring more purpose from the platform that I have and work closely with the Red Cross so I can do what I can as an individual and help those in need.
Isn't that something?
But carried that into Chicago.
Yeah, I was going to say, because this whole year, this past year, with what happened in Houston and the hurricanes and Florida and everything else, I mean, there's just been such a need for help down there. I mean, when no one else really shows up, the Red Cross is always there. And that, I think, is so critical to people who are trying to survive all this. I was just looking at the East Coast, you know, right now, and I saw you post this on Twitter. You have a brother out there, and all the frigid winds and the snow and even coastal flooding out there. There's homes getting damaged. Even now, you got the wildfires in California. And again, you know, one of the biggest organizations that's always there to help out and just kind of helps people survive and get through it is the Red Cross.
Yeah, it's actually almost hard to think how they do everything that they do as a nonprofit organization and all of the volunteers that dedicate their time. It's so impressive. I mean, and this isn't just a U.S. Industry either. It's an organization. They do stuff internationally as well. So important, the work that they do.
So the Blood Drive has two locations this year, the Merchandise Mart, 222 West Merchandise Mart Plaza from 7 to 6, and the Drake Oak Brook Hotel, 2301 York Road in Oak Brook from 7 to 6 p.m. as well. Now, are you hopping around to both locations on that day on Wednesday?
I will not be hopping around. Hopefully, I am healthy by the time this all goes on, but I will be stationed at the Merchandise Mart all day on Wednesday. I mean, I will be there from 4 in the morning until the end of the event at 7 p.m. So I want to see everyone sign up. There are so many more appointments available. It's easy. You sign up, make an appointment, come in. It's a pretty smooth process, and you're helping save lives. All you have to do is show up.
And, of course, donors of all blood types are needed, particularly O negative, A negative, and B negative each day. The Red Cross needs up to 15,000 blood donations to meet the needs of patients at approximately 2,600 hospitals and transfusion centers across the country. The need never ends, but this time of the year is always a little more challenging.
So challenging. I mean, take a look at where we are right now in Chicago. I mean, it's hard to do daily activities or be out and about in this type of weather. So seasonal illnesses also keep people from donating blood. Yeah, but the good news is that this week our temps will be mild enough for everyone to get out and about. So no excuses.
I have to leave you with one thing. My daughter and I were watching your weathercast a while ago, and she saw the electronic device wrapped around your leg, and she goes, she's 12. She goes, was she arrested? And I said, well, yeah, she's on home confinement, man, and that's what she has to wear around her leg. I mean, that's just how it goes. She robbed a bank. That's what happened.
A ABC under house arrest, for anyone that's wondering what that is. I mean, I have to have a wireless microphone.
Yes.
To do the weather. So I strap it around my leg so it's not seen on TV.
Perfect.
It was perfect. It was perfect. I thought I'd share that with you. Well, you can catch Cheryl weekday afternoons, ABC 7 at 5, and of course at 10 o'clock on ABC 7 News on Facebook and Twitter too. And for more on the blood drive, you can visit abc7chicago.com, and you can also go to Red Cross Blood. .org. And it's been too long. Hope to see you at a Hawks game or something soon, Cheryl, and feel better.
Agree. Happy New Year. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. All right, my favorite conversations of the year coming up next on 720 WGN.